This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. A jury has recommended that convicted sniper John Allen Muhammad be sentenced to death. The jury in Virginia Beach, Virginia, deliberated for 5 hours over 2 days before reaching its decision this morning. Muhammad was convicted last week of 2 capital murder charges in the death of Dean Myers last year. NPR's Brian Naylor is in Virginia Beach. Brian, what was it like in the courtroom when the sentence was read this morning?
Well, it was very hushed. John Muhammad stood straight up, his eyes staring directly ahead. His hands were clasped at his waist. And as he has throughout most of this trial, he showed absolutely no emotion on his face when the 2 death sentence penalties were read. He stood there afterwards, as he was escorted out of the courtroom, he shook hands with his defense lawyers, and that was it. It was a very somber scene. There was no obvious displays of emotion on the part of any of the family members that were present or any of the jurors.
What's the next step in the process?
Well, since it was a death penalty capital case, it will be automatically sent for appeal in Virginia. There will also likely to be further appeals because one of the charges against Muhammad was this charge of committing murder in an act of terrorism. It was a newly enacted statute passed after the 9/11 attacks. And some defense lawyers thought that it really wasn't meant to apply to such a case as this. So it's likely to be tested perhaps as far as the United States Supreme Court to see if it can be applied to this sort of act of murder.
Can he be tried for some of the other sniper shootings?
Well, that's theoretically possible. He has allegedly been linked to charges in Alabama and Louisiana, both of which were brought up in this case, as well as sniper shootings in Maryland. But having received the death penalty here in Virginia, I think makes it highly unlikely that prosecutors will want to go to the time and the great expense of charging him in these other states.
NPR's Brian Naylor in Virginia Beach, Virginia.